Today's hit music is on Z90. Morton in the morning. Jibba, are you ready for another phone, Jibba?
Jose's wife called us and said, hey, we're having a birthday party. We got bounce houses, and our boy Ricardo, young boy, is getting a balloon artist, too. Do you want to call Jose and prank him? I said, yeah, we'll do something about the birthday party. How about we take things to the next level and suggest some activities that would not be a good idea for a young boy to partake in, right? What do kids love? Fire, sharp things.
Everything dangerous.
All right, get ready for Excalibur Entertainment. Oh, wow. It's today's prank call, the phone Jibba.
Hello?
Yeah, I'm calling for Jose Contreras.
Yeah, that's me.
Jose, this is Rick with Excalibur Entertainment. I understand your wife booked us for your son Ricardo's 7th birthday party, correct? You're having a balloon artist come?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, sure. Well, listen, we do offer an upgrade for that party, and it's right now, I can let you know that we are doing this upgrade for free because it's a new service we're trying, and if we do it right now, we're just doing it for boys' birthday parties because we find that the boys really respond to this. The number one thing that they love is extreme anything, right? You go on YouTube, extreme sports, X Games, but it's all crazy, right? And so what we do is we have an enhancement to the birthday party where we offer some other activities that would be considered more extreme than, say, balloon art or a bounce house. I wondered if you just might like to hear a couple of them and maybe choose to upgrade your birthday party experience.
Okay, yeah, sure. Why not?
The first one we have is, I know that it's really popular now to do the axe throwing, but that's obviously too dangerous for young kids. So what we've done is we outfit them with leather chaps and a leather apron, and we have a safe target area, and we set up a wood target, and they all get like little mini hatchets, and they're able to teach them to hatchet throw. And they're out there throwing hatchets at targets.
Wow, is that safe?
Oh, yeah, it's totally safe. We have netting on either side, and there's a couple of tenants that will be helping the kids. And
oh, wow. Something? I don't know, man.
So is that something you'd want to do?
That would be a good fit. I don't know if Ricardo's mom would be interested in something like that.
Okay. Yeah, you don't want to get in trouble with her. You know, there's another one we could try. How about this? It's called the Boom Boom Room. Now, do you have a garage at your house?
Yes.
Okay, we would take the kids out in the garage. You know how the big craze is putting Mentos in Diet Coke? Well, we take that to the next level. We outfit all the kids with lead aprons, and we have them plop magnesium carbonate down into an acid solution, and then we put the cap on the bottle, and we have them all back away to the side of the room. They've got their gloves and wait for the explosion. And when it explodes, they go nuts. They love it. And they learn a little something about, no, listen, this is great. The kids love it. It's not flammable. So the explosion is, it's a chemical reaction. It's not fire. So there's no danger of anything catching fire or anything like that.
Well, I want my kids to have fun, not blow up the garage.
Well, no, you don't blow up the garage. This you have like a medium-sized explosion, and the only thing that flies through the air is little bits of plastic.
Well, I don't think the parents will want that.
Well, you know what? Let me tell you something. You're going to have one of the most popular birthday parties ever for your son. Little Ricardo is going to be the most popular kid on the block if you're doing the Boom Boom Room. And we've never had a problem yet.
No, maybe not that, man. I don't want to make the news.
Okay, well, listen. I got one more for you. This one involves, does your kid use a super soaker?
Yeah.
Okay, well, in this one, we teach him with a simple modification how to use kerosene because it's less volatile than gasoline. And teach them how to make a little flamethrower. And then we give them a little target.
Man, that can't be right.
This is, now, hear me out. We do this outside. In a safe environment, we give them paper targets, and the kids go crazy. They love setting stuff on fire. And
no, I don't think that's a good idea, bro.
Well, you would have to see it in action. And let me tell you something. We've never had a problem, and your son, Ricardo, will probably have one of the most popular birthday parties of all time. And if that's something that's important to you, like I said, this is a free service we would be glad to bring.
Yeah, but no, man, I don't want the fire department.
Well, no, I mean, you're not going to have the fire department. Like I said, we're watching it the whole time. It's not like they're out there shooting flames at each other.
I don't know, man. I don't think I want that, man.
Well, you know what? Look, I'll tell you what. If you're trying to create a little snowflake, hey, that's your thing. That's
what? It. Snowflake? What do you mean?
I'm talking about your kid. You're having your kid learn a balloon animal.
I'm trying to blow up my garage.
I'm not trying to blow up your garage. We know what we're doing. We're the experts, okay?
If you
okay, let me ask you something. Let me ask you something. Let's say everything goes south, and now your son has to help protect the family, and what's he going to do when someone comes to attack you guys? Make a balloon animal for him, or is he going to make a flamethrower and send that person to a fiery, burning grave?
That's all wrong, man. Who's your employer, man? I need to call
my employer is not important. What's important is that we're turning our young boys into men.
Okay,
let me do one more.
Oh, yeah, great. This will be good. What is it?
This one we call the Jibba, and we teach the kids to make a Jibba.
What's that?
It's when you make a prank call because your wife told us to call you and prank you because you're having a birthday party. Oh, this isn't real, man.
On.
It's a phone jam.
Oh, man.
Yeah, so your wife told us that you guys are having a balloon artist, and we thought we'd take it to the next level and see if you'd go. I was thinking maybe you'd go along with it.
Yeah, no, nobody's bringing any type of fuel to my house.
You just been a phone shibud. It's Morton in the Morning, phone shibud. Today's hit music is on Z90.